The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for joining us here once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I have to say, I missed you guys. I wasn't here last Friday, but we did leave you with a great show from a previous show that we did. And it was about tax aid, AARP Foundation tax aid, free in-person tax preparation. I'm going to touch a little bit about that near the end of the show because I want to make sure everybody get their taxes done. Believe it or not, I have not done my own taxes. But today on this beautiful, sunshiny, even though we just weathered a storm, a Friday afternoon, I have with me Susan Schultz. She's a council representative for the Northeast Regional Council of Carpenters and also the chair of, I love saying this, Sisters in the Brotherhood. I put a little ghetto in it.
There you go.
How are you, Susan?
I'm doing well, doing well.
If you listened before on the commercial for here in WTBQ, they were talking about how jobs are up, people are hiring, and they're looking for workers in construction. That was one of the jobs that went up during this month.
Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason why we've been doing all of this outreach, and that's part of my job is to look for women who are interested in making a career in carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes hand in hand. There's more construction work, and we're trying to find more people to come in.
That's awesome. I mean, we're gonna break absolutely everything down from being a pre-apprentice to an apprentice to my favorite part, a journey woman. So we're going to go through all of that process. But first, I want to remind everyone that's listening that we are live. So if you have a question for Susan Schultz or myself, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. And if you still hear the lisp of me speaking, that's because I have my Invisalign on. It's going to be on for another 28 weeks, people. So every time I say Susan Schultz, I'm afraid I'm going to spit my guard out. But we are here. So if you want to talk to us, 845-651-1110. And also, I don't normally do this, but because I know that he is listening, I want to send my love a shout out for listening and being my number one fan here on WTBQ. You know who you are listening today. He told me he would be listening. He downloaded the app. The app is www.wtbq.com if you want to listen to us all over the world. So talk to us. Tell us about this wonderful program that you have with Sisters in the Brotherhood. You know, I'm going to do that the entire time. I'm
That's great.
You know.
I love it. I love it. What the Sisters in the Brotherhood is it's a great opportunity for women to come into the carpentry mm-hmm. world who have not had any experience in it. So, and I look at it, a lot of women who come up through, whether it's high school or even when they're younger, they're kind of moved in a direction away from the construction trades mm-hmm. or just maybe towards nursing or teaching or other kinds of careers where really the crafts, the construction field is wide open right now and looking for women.
Right. I think that the point is that a lot of times girls are expected to follow traditional roles when it comes to choosing a career. And it's kind of trying to open the door and helping them realize that you don't, and that there's anything wrong if you want to be a teacher, a secretary, or a nurse, or whatever. I mean, those are great, but you also have the opportunity to work a trade. You have the opportunity to be a carpenter, a plumber, an electrician. You know, roles that traditionally are viewed as male roles.
Exactly. And honestly, anyone who wants to be a nurse or a teacher, those are such honorable
Absolutely.
Careers. But I've had women who've come into our program who's just said, you know, I wish I knew this 10 years ago
mm-hmm.
because this was really more up their alley.
Mm-hmm.
And even women who have gotten into another career, they end up doing some jobs that have kind of transferable skills in a way, or things that make it more, that they would be more successful. Let's say even someone who's on their feet all day long, whether it's a cashier or it's a nursing aide or being on your feet all day long, that's part of what we do as a carpenter. So the program, and why I say it's great, because it takes someone from not having any experience mm-hmm. to a place where they're as comfortable as an apprentice carpenter.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, and this is what blew my mind from the first time that I interviewed about you about this. And further, I read more into went to the website, learned about the program, was the fact that this is the tuition is covered. The training is covered. You know, this is a career path that you can take and not be in debt by the end of it.
Exactly. So the whole process from beginning to the end does not cost anything for anyone coming through. Our pre-apprentice program, it's a six-week program, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday. It's 40 hours. And in some areas, that would be quite expensive for a training like that.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's free for the women who are participating. Now, on the other side, this is training for a woman who wants to make a career in carpentry, mm-hmm. in commercial carpentry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, and to learn more about joining the Carpenters Union and what a great union it is, but also have the opportunity to, if you don't know what you want to do, you know, but you have an idea, you're handy, or you have an idea, maybe this is something you want to explore, this option is becoming available to you through the Sisters in the Brotherhood. It's not a job, it's a career. And that's the key point here. You have a career that they train you on.
Yes. So in that six-week pre-apprentice program is just the first step. Mm-hmm. Then when they finish that, they go on to a five-year apprenticeship program. And once again, it's at no cost. Mm-hmm. So it is on for a career path. It's not a job. It's not something where you're saying, oh, hold on a minute, I have to work three jobs so I can pay for my bills. There's going to be a pension and health care.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit more about that. But first, walk us through the pre-apprentice. What does that involve? Because a lot of times you have people are saying, okay, well, maybe I want to try this. But the reality is there are steps that you should be taking if you are looking to go into the pre-apprentice job. Being a carpenter, the reality is, or being in construction, is not an easy task. I mean, you really have to put your heart and soul into doing something like this because it is hard work. But it is also fulfilling work. And you want to make sure that the women and young ladies that are listening to this, that they understand that there is a whole guide on how to do this. So there is going to be a pre-apprentice, and that is 6 weeks. And what does that involve?
Okay. So the pre-apprentice program has math involved with it, because you think about carpentry, there's lots of angles, there's lots of measurements, so there's a math component to it.
And before somebody panics about that, you know, a lot of times women go, well, all right, forget it. Math is just not me. I can't do it. But that's not true. I mean, you learn, you get trained in this.
That's what the 6 weeks is,
right?
Part of the 6 weeks is all about. I've never had a woman go through my 6 week pre-apprentice program and not be able to pick up the math. Mm-hmm. It's part of it. If it takes a little bit longer for one woman than another, that's a great idea about a small class where there's flexibility to spend a little more time with the women who need it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's right there. That will not be an issue.
Okay.
And I've had many women go through the program who said, that's the part that really makes them nervous.
Well, it makes me nervous. I'm just thinking about it. You know what? We're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to keep deeper into the pre-apprentice part of this program. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
you know that most people spend more time planning their vacation than they do on their financial plan? And that 74% of parents of adult children help them financially. Susan Glusica and Libel Prosperity Solutions invite you to increase your energy today so you can increase your money. Because money, just like energy, must be in flow to build optimally. Susan will help you to conserve energy and build your secure future. Visit LibelProsperitySolutions.com for more information.
The Warwick Historical Society began just over a century ago as a small group of residents with a shared mission to protect, preserve, and promote the rich heritage of our town and its villages. Over time, the Historical Society has offered public lectures and tours, workshops for teachers and students, exhibitions and archaeological digs, community pageants, and summer camps for kids. These are exciting and illuminating activities that have instilled in our remarkable community a sense of place and feelings of civic pride. It's what makes Warwick so special and attractive to residents and visitors alike. Keep history alive and let it be a lasting legacy to you, your children, and grandchildren. We invite you to be part of this remarkable history and to join the Warwick Historical Society today as a sponsor or a member. Call 845-986-3236 or visit whsny.org.
Congelosi Trailer Sales is where you can design your custom trailer. Whether an open or enclosed trailer, horse, automobile, or stock, come sit down with one of the Congelosi trailer experts and bring your vision to reality. Congelosi Trailers, the finest trailers at very competitive prices. Congelosi is a full-service trailer facility that has been family-owned and operated for over 30 years. Congelosi has over 250 trailers, both new and used, as well as a full selection of parts in stock. Congelosi Trailers is your one stop for all your trailer needs, whether to purchase, to sell, register, or just to maintain. The experts at Congelosi will help you make the right trailer purchase for your needs. Congelosi, the name you can always trust in the trailer business, conveniently located at 2201 State Route 17K in Montgomery. For more information, visit ContrelosiTrailerSales.com.
If you missed the Frank Truett Show, here's what you missed.
The great Eddie Fisher, 1928.
Man, did he mess up. So he was married to Debbie Reynolds with two kids, and he cheated on her with Elizabeth Taylor.
How's that a mess up?
And then married her.
That's a good gamble right there.
That's a gamble to take. Elizabeth Taylor, come on.
Yeah, he missed.
Hubba.
The Frank Truett Show, weekday mornings till 9 on WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank you for hanging out with us here today on this beautiful, sunshiny Friday. I don't care that there's layers and layers of snow and Taylor's window on WTBQ. If you've been here before, it's like half covered with snow and she can't see out. It is beautiful outside. And I have Susan Schultz with me. She is the, I wrote it here, council representative for the Northeast Regional Council of Carpenters. And she's also the chair of Sisters in the Brotherhood. Hey, Sue. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
We were talking about the pre-apprentices program. So we're going to go talk a little bit more about that. And then the apprenticeship program, which I like that section too as well. I like all the sections. I'm a pretty handy person myself. I've done a lot of work in my own condo down from taking, you know, doing demo to insulating, wearing a whole Tyvek suit and spray foaming my walls and putting the sheetrock back up and taping and spackling. I've done it all. So I can really appreciate the amount of heart and soul that you and sweat and tears and sometimes blood that you put into this type of work. So I want to thank you so much for being here and offering this to the young ladies out there that it is a possibility to have a career instead of a job.
Yes, and it's interesting because we talked about the work that you did in your condo before and in the basement, and one of the things that came through is the pride that you have in your work, and that's what you're going to see with every carpenter, man or woman who's working out there. You create something, there's that real sense of pride.
It's that instant gratification as well, you know, because you see it. You create it, you see it. We were off the air talking about, you know, the math
you know, and the fact that because it's so hands-on that you learn it. It's not like I said, I couldn't be a theoretical physicist, not because I don't have the smarts for it, because I could be a physicist. It's just that theorizing is so much harder than actually seeing and doing the hands-on job.
And that's how the women are going to be learning. They're going to be taking out a tape measure and measuring a piece of wood and mm-hmm. figuring out what they need for sizes, so that it's going to come a little bit easier than just trying to visualize theoretically what something would be.
Right.
It's all right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes such a difference as far as learning that math. But that's only one part of our pre-apprentice program. The other part is learning the safety.
Mm-hmm.
Construction can be a little bit dangerous. We want to make sure the women who go through the program are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole safety aspect of our training. We also go over hand and power tools.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be efficient at it when they go out in the field.
Can I tell you that aside from the power tools, I think the hardest out of everything when I was learning how to do this was learning to read that tape measure. The tape measure was the hardest tool to figure out because, you know, 5/8, 3/6, whatever. It was just like, I just do three little lines, half and three little lines. It's the way I kind of taught myself how to measure things. Because I know that's a difficult part. You know, the power tools I find are a lot of fun.
Yes. And I can see that, the power and the hand tools, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, that is critical.
Yeah.
That part that you were just talking about, measuring and be able to accurately measure something, is going to make a big difference on whether or not you are successful or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all part of that learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And that 6 weeks, you're going to have that opportunity to learn how to accurately measure a length. The other thing that I really like as part of our program is it's called lift and carry, because you could be someone who's in the best shape that you could be in, but you're carrying materials mm-hmm. that you're not used to. So you'll learn how to carry the materials, 4x8 sheet of plywood. Well, what's the best place? The leverage, and mm-hmm. how do you do that in order to be safe and efficient on the job?
I needed you when I was carrying 16 footers to do my ceiling in the kitchen. Sheetrock. That was quite a trick show there.
I can just imagine, especially if you hadn't done it before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you'd been taught how to carry it, how to lift it, how to put it up,
mm-hmm.
it would have made that job so much easier.
You know, and I think that from what you're describing to me, you also get a sense of confidence in, if you get this pre-apprentice training and you get taught these basic tools, you're given these basic tools, for lack of a better word, on how to do this, I think you approach it with a different type of confidence when it comes to becoming part of this, being part of this career.
And that is what it does, because when I first started, and this was quite a few years ago, the first time I had done the work was the first time I was on a job site.
Mm.
So I had never used the hammer before. And it was a little bit embarrassing, a little bit frustrating, because I couldn't nail in. And that's not something that these women are going to be going through. They're going to have, just like you said, that confidence to use the tools.
Mm-hmm.
They'll even have done a couple job site visits, so they'll know what it feels like to be on a job
mm-hmm.
before they're sent out on that job, and it'd be expected to know their way around it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's exciting in and of itself. I want to remind everyone that we are live. I'm speaking with Susan Schultz from, she's a council representative from Northeast Regional Council of Carpenters. She's the chair of Sisters in the Brotherhood, and we are live. So if you have a question for her, 845-651-1110. Of course, there's going to be some upcoming training that we're going to talk about in the next segment. But for now, let's go into, now we're pre-apprentice. We go through the 6-week program, 40 hours a week. a Monday through Friday. You got went through your safety. You know how to carry your tools. You're pretty confident in how to use them. You can read a tape measure. You know, so now you go into the apprenticeship program. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the apprenticeship program, it's a five-year program. And apprenticeship is different than going to college where you're learning a skill or a career, because it's a combination of training at our training center and training out in the field where you're paid.
I love that part.
Exactly.
See, that's the part that I really enjoy, because a lot of times they go, okay, so I go through 6 weeks, but I need a job. You know, this gives you the opportunity to become an apprentice, and you still are doing on-the-job training. You're still learning, but you're also earning a wage. And that's important.
It's crucial for many people mm-hmm. nowadays. So not only are they earning a wage, and it's a pretty good one, but also
I've heard
money goes towards health benefits mm-hmm. and a pension and annuity. So, and every year increase of their apprenticeship, so their first year they make a certain amount, second year it's bumped up, third year, because your skill level mm-hmm. is increasing, and so that your wages and benefits are also increasing.
That's a wonderful, I like the whole point behind that. You get the training, you get to, you know, try out a career that maybe you didn't think was even possible, and here you are doing it, and you're not putting yourself through, some people are just not made for college or going to a university. Some people say, you know, I want to just take a trade. And this is an opportunity for young ladies out there that are listening. They're thinking about what they want to do and they have no idea. And they say, you know what, light bulb, this might be what I want to do. So if people are out there listening and you have a young lady or a woman, or if you decide as a woman that you, you know, want a career change, you want to try something different, this isn't limited to just, you know, kids. This is to all women.
Yes, it is. And we've had women who've gone through our program who are 18 years old, all the way up to their 50s. Mm-hmm. And it really is what that individual woman can do. And you said this earlier, it's hard work. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, you think about the cold weather that's been out there this winter. As carpenters, we could be working outside in that weather, or in the middle of the summer, you could be working outside. Mm-hmm. So it's heavy work. But if it's something that you want to do, and you have that energy and the strength to do it, please move forward and reach out to us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're thinking you need a career change, if you're thinking you want to do something different, if you've thought to yourself, I didn't know this was a possibility, but I really do want to try this. This is something that I would like to venture into, then they have opportunities now to do it through your program. There are a couple of training dates that are coming up in April, right? That we're going to tell people about. Do you have them in front of you, Sue?
I do have them. So the information session for our pre-apprentice program, the first one's on Monday, April 2nd, and we're going to have one at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. It's at 10 Corporate Park Drive, Hopewell Junction in New York. The second one is on Wednesday, April 4th, and that's at 10 a.m. or 5 p.m., and that's at 52 Stonecastle Road in Rock Tavern.
Which is really close by. I mean, you have two different choices, and I like the fact that you have the flexibility of time. Either you can go at the 10 a.m. session or you can go to the 5 p.m. session to learn about the programming and how to sign up and become a pre-apprentice and hopefully get on the training to get this on-the-job, a career training for your life. We want to make sure that people know that there is a website. What is the website for your program?
The website is www.northeastcarpenters.org.
Northeastcarpenters.org. I know we have to take a little break. So what we're going to do is, of course, we're going to go back further into a little bit more about the program, the women that have been part of this program, success stories. Of course, people love those. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wire. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Tesh. When you go to Leo Kadis Ford, you can always count on their staff to listen to your wants and needs and deliver you an automobile, SUV, or truck at the most competitive price. Leo Kadis Ford delivers it all. You'll walk in a customer, but you'll definitely leave a member of the Leo Kadis Ford family. With almost 40 years in one location and three generations buying and selling at Leo Kadis Ford, that's how you define success. Your one stop for new and used cars and A1 service. Get the Works package for only $39.95, which includes up to 5 quarts of oil, and they will change your oil, rotate your tires, top off all fluids, and a free car wash. Hello! They will have you in the driver's seat with financing in place and will service your automobile, all at one showroom in Warwick, New York. Leo Kadis Ford, 145 Route 94. What are you waiting for? Call Leo Kadis Ford at 845-986-1131 or visit their website at leokadisford.com. Quality you can trust.
Spring beauty trends are here. At Walgreens, we'll help you create the look that's right for you. Pick up your trusted favorites in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care and explore new, premium, and exclusive beauty products you'll love too. If you have any questions, just ask one of our specially trained beauty consultants in select stores. Stop by Walgreens and find what makes you feel beautiful. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Cosmetics are buy two, get third free. Mix and match through March 24th with card. Exclusions apply.
This is Clark Howard.
It is a complete, utter, total ripoff. You're going to be paid a pitiful number of pennies on the dollar and totally eat up your future.
Clark Howard, weekdays from 1 till 3.
WTBQ Weather.
This afternoon, we'll have breezy conditions with scattered snow showers and flurries at times. And we could even see a coating from those snow showers in the evening, 35 to 44 a high. It drops into the 20s tonight. Any snow showers end early on. Then on Saturday, other than an afternoon flurry, it looks like the day will be dry, partly sunny with a high of 40. We're back to 40 on Sunday, and then we're watching to see if a coastal storm develops for Monday. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm Mike Mihalik.
WTBQ. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I've had the pleasure of hanging out today on this sunshiny Friday in the beautiful village of Warwick with Susan Schultz. She is the council representative for the Northeast Regional Council of Carpenters and also the chair of Sisters in the Brotherhood. And so I want to remind everyone, we are live. So if you have a questions for Susan, 845-651-1110. We're talking about pre-apprenticeship program. We talked about the apprenticeship program. And we did mention a couple of locations where we're having their informational seminar if you want to know more about becoming a pre-apprentice carpenter. First is going to be on April 2nd, is a Monday, from 10 a.m. At a 10 a.m. session and a 5 p.m. session at Hopewell Junction office at 10 Corporate Park Drive, number A in Hopewell Junction, New York. And the second is going to be on Wednesday, April 4th, also another 10 a.m. session and then another 5 p.m. session at 52 Stone Castle Road in Rock Tavern, New York. So you have this opportunity. But of course, you can go onto their website to find out more about what they're offering as part of the training program. So Sue, thank you so much for being here with me today. I asked her off the air if this was any easier. She said, yeah, I'm pro.
That might be a slight exaggeration. You make it a lot easier, let me tell you.
So being on the radio, this is a great opportunity to get out there and get the word out to people that are listening about what's available. And this here is not what people would traditionally think as a career choice for women, but we are breaking that misconception, saying this is actually a career not for just women, but for also young ladies that are looking to go into this profession, and it's being made easier. You're paving the way to make it easier because you kind of went into it not even knowing how to hammer a nail in, but you did it. You survived it, right? But you're making it easier for the next generation to come in and take over, because the reality is baby boomers are starting to retire.
That's right. That's right. And not only is there an increase of work, the construction work out there, but quite a few of us carpenters will be retiring. And it's going to be really open up opportunities for people who are coming in, mm-hmm. not only as, you know, apprentice, journey level, but all the way up the leadership. So mm-hmm. it's a fantastic time to come in. Now, the other thing is when I look at, you know, sometimes people think, oh, I don't know how well this will work. Well, it is working. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have those naysayers. It does work. We started doing this in New Jersey, and we started out having 13 women in our apprenticeship program, and we have almost 80 in there now.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank
that
you.
Is a milestone.
Thank you. And so it does work. It just means that doing something like this where women can find out about this opportunity mm-hmm. and they end up taking advantage mm-hmm. of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I recently interviewed a young lady, Hannah Schindler. She's the owner of Tool Factory Outlet in Goshen. And, you know, she's had this woman-owned business for 30 plus years. And it started with her and her husband, and then her husband passed away. And when he passed away, a lot of people, naysayers, were saying, well, you know, sell the job, sell the who's gonna believe that a woman owns a tool store? I mean, it's a man's world, you know? She kind of ignored them and decided she was going to just keep doing it. And 30 some odd years later, she's the proud owner of Tool Factory Outlet, you know, and it's a very popular store for tools. And one of the things that she talks about is the fact that she wants women to come in and feel comfortable to ask the questions, to learn how to handle the tools, to learn about the safety. She wants to provide them with the confidence to be able to walk in and not feel lost when they walk into a tool store. And this is the same thing with becoming a carpenter.
Yes. So the program is designed to give someone that comfort level. The other thing that gives women that comfort level that come in is we have a mentor program.
I love that.
So they're not like they're on their own. They have women who they can reach out to and discuss any issues that are on the job mm-hmm. or ways to learn new skills or things that they've learned that they can pass on. So, and the women who've done that, kind of feels good to be able to share that experience with women just coming in. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to bond. The other thing is that there's lots of different, sometimes someone thinks about a carpenter, well, what's the kind of work that they do?
Right.
And they may not visualize the expanse mm-hmm. of the kind of work that a union carpenter does.
Right, right. I had someone actually ask me to ask you, you know, when you have the carpenters, they come into the job, where do they work? What is a typical work site for them? Do they do the framing part of it? Are they doing the finishing part of it? Because there's different levels of or different ways of doing it. Like the person that was talking to me, he said, you know, he's more of a framer person. He can't handle the finishing intricacies of a job, but he can do the framing part of it. You know, so is there a typical job that they are assigned to, or are they spread out?
Okay, so even one step back from there, there's a number of different crafts underneath our carpenter's umbrella. Mm-hmm. So you have a general carpenter, you have that does commercial work, and they'll do metal stud framing, sheetrock, concrete formwork, all of the finish work. Mm-hmm. So someone who goes into that craft can either choose to specialize in one section or learn, and really, as an apprentice, regardless, you're going to be learning all of it.
Which this is important for people to pay. If you're listening to the show now, this is the part to pay attention to, because this is the meat of what it is that this type of work, a career, offers you.
Yes, so you're going to be learning all of those skills and what that does. It's the metal stud framing, sheetrock, drop ceilings, concrete formwork, the finish work. it allows you to be more marketable. Mm-hmm. So that if at a time there's a lot of metal stud framing and sheetrock, well, you can go into that. But if it ends up drying up and there's a lot of bridge work and you know how to do concrete formwork, you can then go on to those jobs. The great thing about being a union member is, all right, when I worked out in the field, I did a lot of bridge work. Mm-hmm. Well, if that dried up, as a union member, I can go to any training, my training center, and take some metal stud framing, sheetrock, drop ceilings to brush up on my mm-hmm. skills.
So you don't become obsolete. You don't just become so specialized in one area that you kind of put yourself in a box.
Exactly. Now, and so that's what a general carpenter, that's what their work would be. And there you could see, well, you might be working inside. I could be working outside if I'm working on a concrete formwork. On the other hand, if you're a floor layer, a lot of times you're going to be inside working, right? You don't work typically outside mm-hmm. with that. We also have millwrights that do a more mechanical end of the trade. If you think about a power plant, or conveyor lines in factories or airports that bring the baggage mm-hmm. from the airport all the way to baggage claim. That's the kind of work that they do. So someone who's interested in auto mechanics could find a great career with us with the millwrights.
Wow.
We also have pile driving, which is would be all outside work. Mm-hmm. And a little bit heavier, they're doing basically where the ground itself is not sturdy enough to hold up the weight of a structure. They drive these I-beams into the ground mm-hmm. until it can't go anymore, and they build on top of that. That's wow. one of their kinds of their career crafts of their, you know, that they
I'm
do.
I'm more of an indoor floor layer myself. Just saying.
We have one other thing that you may be interested in.
What is
I can
that?
See that. It's a mill cabinet worker.
Oh, okay.
So you're basically working in a souped up shop mm-hmm. where you are building, you know, you could think of architectural panels in an office building.
Mm-hmm. I could do that. That I could
there,
do.
There you go. There's a wide range.
As long as there's a functioning toilet and I don't have to go to a porta pot outside, I'm good. Give me a hammer. I'm with it. So we talked about the seminars, the informational seminars. So let's go a little bit deeper into you go to the seminar. What are you going to learn? What are you to expect when you go there?
When you go into the information session, it'll last about 2 hours. You'll learn all about the curriculum, what's expected of you through our pre-apprentice program, mm-hmm. the steps of going from the pre-apprentice to apprentice, mm-hmm. also the all the training involved with the apprenticeship program. You'll learn more about the different wages and benefits in the various areas, and you'll also get a tour of our facility. Mm-hmm. You'll also will go over the process to get into it.
That's awesome. So what is that process, if you want to
sure.
share
so
a little bit?
The first thing is to go to the information session.
Okay, check.
Exactly. We'll give you an application. You fill it out, give it back to us, and we'll set you up for an interview. Mm-hmm. After the interview, we'll invite everybody who's interested for a day we call tryouts, where you get to see a little bit of what the materials are like that we would be carrying out in the field. And you'll see, we teach you how during that tryouts, how to lift them safely, and you'll practice it. We see how you work together as a group. Mm-hmm. And there's a short math quiz. After that, there's a drug test.
Okay.
And that's it. That's a process. It really, from the information session to when our pre-apprentice program starts, mm-hmm. it's usually 1 month.
That's awesome. How many, typically, just to give an idea, how many people typically sign up for something, and what is your retention of those people? I mean, sometimes people go and they think that this is what they want to do, and then they figure out, actually, this is not for me. And that's the reality of any job. Do you find that a lot of people are going to these things and saying, okay, yeah, this is the right move?
What I've found is, even just with the screening process, that you have, if you have 30 people attend the information session, maybe 10 don't end up following up with applications. And all through that process, people find out more and they end up dropping down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even in the pre-apprentice program, we've had women, and it's happened whether it's the first day or the first week, where they realize, wait a minute, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up dropping out.
Right.
That's part of what this is about.
Right. And it's great because it gives you the opportunity to explore that, to check and see if maybe this is something you want to do. You're not locked into it. It's just a matter of figuring out if this is the career path that you want to take and having the opportunity to approach it if that's what it is that you want to do with your life. We're going to take a little break. When we get back, of course, we're going to give the information session again, information. So stay with us. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Party Face is the new unabashedly funny off-Broadway comedy starring Academy Award winner Haley Mills. Written by the wickedly brilliant Isabel Mann and directed by Amanda Burse from the hit sitcom Married with Children. Come see this hilarious and bitingly honest new play about what we do to convince others we've got it all together. And the love and acceptance we find once we allow the truth to expose our imperfectly perfect selves. So join the party and visit partyfaceplay.com for tickets today.
Every Good Deed Title Agency is Orange County's reliable title insurance and settlement services company in the residential and commercial real estate industry. This is Bob Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio and owner of Every Good Deed Title Agency. I've been in the abstract and title insurance business for over 20 years. Contact me for a free quote on title insurance and settlement services for your next real estate or refinance transaction. Contact Every Good Deed Title Agency at 986-3713, everygooddeed.us.
Come on, in turn two, it is Joey Logano.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
That changes everything.
On a Wild West shootout in the desert.
Kyle Busch all the way to the apron. Stenhouse in the middle. Larson around the outside. Seconds.
The Ticket Guardian 500 from Phoenix.
Newman trying to run away and hide.
Sunday at 2:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
Brought to you every week by Vogler Moore Insurance and Dawson Motors.
WTBQ. We're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I can't believe we're on our last section of the show. I feel like we still got to talk about Journey Woman, you know, and that and joining the Carpenters Union and all that stuff. Really quick, before we go back with Susan Schultz, who is the Council Representative for the Northeast Regional Council of Carpenters and also the Chair of Sisters in the Brotherhood, we're looking for young ladies to come to these information sessions. I'm going to mention them once again, but first, I want to make sure that I let people know that our B2B Expo for the Chamber of Commerce had, because of the snowstorm we had on March 7th, and then we, of course, had to reschedule everything for March 8th, we have since moved the entire thing to April 10th. That's a Tuesday. It's still going to be the kind of the same setup. We're going to be at Anthony's Pier 9 in New Windsor. We are going to start at 7:30 a.m. with our breakfast. It's going to be our General Chamber membership breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we're going to be featuring the speaker, Mike Deffenbach from Deffenbach Messaging, the topic, getting exponentially better at pitching your business. And then after that, we're going to have our B2B Expo from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's no fee to attend that. And I think we're still accepting vendors because we gave it another month to do this. So if you are interested in being a vendor at the B2B Expo, this is the perfect opportunity if you are a business to expose your business to other businesses. So if you want people to learn more about what you do in the business world, this is the perfect opportunity to become a vendor for the B2B Expo. Send Erin Pasquale, she's our director of events, an email at erinp@orangeny.com, or you can always call our office at 845-457-9700, and the fabulous Arlene Vivi will help you out. And then after that, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., we're going to have the Networking Mixer and the Best in Business Awards. We sent out an email congratulating all of the Best in Business Award winners. I failed to bring those with me, but you know who you are, who are getting congratulated and got this award. Maybe for the next show, I'll have a list of all the people that got recognized for being best in the business. But they're also going to be recognized at our B2B Expo, the Networking Mixer. That's going to be from, like I said, 3 to 5 p.m. again at Anthony's Pier 9 in New Windsor. If you just want to come to that, the tickets for that is $10. And you can always go to orangeny.com to buy tickets for that. And like I said, 845-457-9700 if you want more information about our B2B Expo on Tuesday, April 10th. So, Sue, we told them about being a pre-apprentice. We told them about being an apprentice and doing the on-the-job training. And of course, the information sessions that are happening on the April 2nd and April 4th. So the first one on April 2nd is going to be at Hopewell Junction office, 10 Corporate Park Drive, number A in Hopewell Junction, New York. It's going to be on a Monday. This is going to be at 10 a.m. and a 5 p.m. Then there's going to be on Wednesday, April 4th, again, at 10 a.m. and a 5 p.m. at the Northeast Carpenters Apprentice Training Fund, 52 Stone Castle Road in Rock Tavern, New York. These sessions will be held at these locations. You can always go on to their website if you want to learn more. What is your website again, Sue?
It's northeastcarpenters.org.
.org. And I have been putting the information on our member blast that goes out on Fridays. I have this actual poster of the Sisters in the Brotherhood. I have that in my membership directory that goes out every Friday with a link to the website so that people can learn more about the program. Last time we got together, you gave me like a beautiful folder of color with all kinds of information, and somebody stole it from me because she wanted to use it for her youth and her youth program. She's like, I need to take this information. I got a bunch of young ladies that, you know, may be interested in becoming carpenter apprentice. So
that's great.
That's exactly what we want to do, right?
Exactly.
So we go through this whole 5 years of being an apprentice. And so then tell us about becoming a journeywoman.
Well, one of the great things about becoming that journeywoman and going through the apprenticeship program, it prepares you for all the various work opportunities. And it really is a sense of pride that you can go on to a job, whether it's concrete formwork or framing and sheetrock, that you know that you have those skills that mm-hmm. it's going to take to get the job done and to get it done right.
Mm-hmm.
And so there really is that sense of pride. The other thing is that once you hit that level, you're making pretty good money.
You're like a superhero.
There you go.
Do you get a cape? As a journeywoman, I'd be standing there with my hands on my hip. I'm a journeywoman.
That's it. But there really is that, you know, that sense of pride that you've completed the program and you're on to the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it, this whole career has been changing women's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have women who come in who are making minimum wage, who are working a couple of jobs just to be able to pay their bills. And this program opens up that opportunity for a career.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one woman, she went through a program that was focused on welding.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that area, we needed welders. Well, she took every bit of training she got through the pre-apprentice program. Now as an apprentice, she's taking every bit of additional training so that she's marketable. And the contractors end up asking for her.
Mm-hmm.
She has those skills.
That's awesome. I mean, I just, overall, knowing that you can get this training, and it's free training, and you get on-the-job training, and you keep making yourself marketable. You don't put yourself in a box. This is a career that you can move around from general carpentry. And all the things that you mentioned, I make fun about, you know, being an indoor floor layer, you know, but the fact is that, you know, you could do that, or you can be able to move around and become, like, the actual... You don't feel trapped. You shouldn't feel trapped in this type of, in a career. It should be fulfilling. And this is what it opens doors for you to be able to do that, especially for women.
It does. It does. And that's what I love about my job, is because I get to give women those opportunities and let them realize that these are out there. We have programs. Not only these two that we've been talking about, we have them in Long Island. We are going to have them in Albany, up in Rochester, Buffalo, Binghamton.
So the sisters are taking over.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's great. I mean, we want to get the word out to all those that are listening. If you know a young lady or a woman, or you a woman yourself are looking for a career change and you just don't know what you want to do when you grow up, you know, case in point me, this is an opportunity that if you want to try this out, this could be the career, not only, but also a life changer. And you become part of a carpenter's union. Everybody talks about what a great career that is to be in any kind of union, whether you be the electricals union or the plumbers union, whatever. It's just a matter of, you know, the pension and the lifestyle that's attached to it that gives you a sense of security that a lot of times we need, especially when we're working very hard to take care of our families. So I know that there, you've got to have women that are coming in saying, this is exactly what I've been waiting for and didn't know anything about.
We do. We do. And it really is wonderful that they see this opportunity and they jump for it, you know. And what I like, too, is when we have women who've gone through the program and then they start sharing it with their friends and their family members, and they then come into it.
I love that. So I'm going to make sure that we tell people, we did put it on our Chamber Happenings that goes out every Friday. It's going out today at 3 o'clock. It also goes on our social media. I do have the flyer up there because I want people to sign up for the information sessions that are going on April 2nd and April 4th. I'm going to say it one more time. If you're just tuning in, I've been hanging out with Susan Schultz. She's the council representative for the Northeast Regional Council of Carpenters and also the chair of Sisters in the Brotherhood. And they have information sessions that are coming up so that if you're interested, if you're looking for a career, if you know a young lady that doesn't quite know what to do with, I'm talking to actually high school counselors out there. I'm talking to college advisors. Listen up. SUNY Orange, if you have people that are out there, women that are looking for a career and they haven't quite put their finger on it, this could potentially be it. So send them to this career, this information session again, Monday, April 2nd, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. sessions at the Hopewell Junction office, 10 Corporate Park Drive, number A in Hopewell Junction. And then Wednesday, April 4th, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Northeast Carpenters Apprentice Training Fund, 52 Stone Castle Road in Rock Tavern. Again, the website, Sue?
It's Northeast Carpenters. And I know
that you have Facebook and you have Instagram. So if you just want to put Northeast Carpenters, I'm sure if you put Sisters in the Brotherhood, you'll find it so that you get more information about doing, possibly looking into this and getting not just a job, but a career, right?
Exactly. Actually, we've had grandmothers listen and hear about it, and they share it with their grandkids.
Yeah, great.
You know, so they're just... happens all over the place.
Absolutely. So, of course, don't miss this out. I'm putting the information on our member happenings. I want to thank you, Sue, for hanging out with me here today. I hope it was fun for you as it was for me.
It was. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Anytime. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. Oh, before we do that, say congratulations to your son.
Oh, congratulations, Benjamin.
Have a nice weekend, everybody. We'll see you next Friday.